City Council members Rue Landau and Jamie Gauthier have introduced a bill to extend enrollment for the city's low-income tax freeze program until September 30th. The council members are also working towards giving the tax break to anyone who qualifies, regardless if they applied or not, said Gauthier.
We instituted this program so that we could stop displacement as it relates to increases in property taxes among the most vulnerable homeowners in the city. And we want to make sure that everyone is taking advantage of it.
Thousands of people who qualify aren't participating, and that's causing potential generational wealth to slip through the fingers of low-income families in the city. Philadelphia's district attorney has announced the arrest of three men in a non-fatal shooting in 2021. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
DA Larry Krasner said the conviction of Dante Sutton, Jameer Brunson Gans, and Elijah Soto is basically the end of the group known as the Big Natty Gang, or BNG as they were known in the city.
Those three individuals have received sentences that range from 30 to 60 years to 40 to 80 years. They were young when they committed their crimes, 16, 17, and 18.
ADA Joe Lanuti explained one of the most egregious crimes.
All three of these individuals killed Jordan Murray on September 6, 2021. Medical examiners found at least 9 gunshot wounds on his body. The reason for this killing was an argument over social media, specifically Instagram.
The three were also convicted of mistakenly firing 49 times outside a bar at the wrong vehicle, killing Chandra Jones, a mother of two, and wounding two other women in an attack that occurred in the 33rd and Diamond area near the city's Strawberry Mansion section. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Lots of sunshine out there on this Monday afternoon. Right now, 55 degrees with a few clouds in Atlantic City. Wilmington sitting at 65 and Center City, Philadelphia also at 65 degrees. Temperatures remain in the 60s until after sunset, which is at 7:02.